To succeed in the business of medicine, you not only need clinical expertise, you also need to be able to ascertain the business health of your medical practice. Whether you're just starting your practice as a new physician, joining an established group, or considering buying or selling a practice, understanding the financial underpinnings of the business is crucial to your ability to make good business decisions. Practice Management System Reports is one in a series of courses offered by Career Physician to provide valuable career-enhancing knowledge and skills. Practice Management System Reports is the overall term for a number of computer-generated reports that contain a wealth of information you'll find very useful to guide you in making many medical practice business decisions. We'll examine five of the most common practice management reports and provide you with examples and descriptions of each of them, including the Fee Schedule Report, the Procedure Summary Analysis or CPT Code Report, the Aging of Accounts Receivable Report, the Practice Service Analysis or Production Report, and the Insurance Plan Analysis or Payer Mix Report. When you complete this course, you should be able to recognize and understand the function of these common practice management reports, as well as identify the key information you can get from each of these reports. Why do you need to know this? First, practice management reports provide you with important financial and operational data about a medical practice group and its individual physicians. Second, knowing what to look for in practice management system reports can help you understand if a medical practice is growing, stable or declining, and how it's performing from a business perspective. Third, gathering data from these reports can guide you in many business decisions related to managing a practice, developing a compensation formula, joining a practice, and buying or selling a practice. And finally, many medical groups use data from these practice management reports to calculate physician compensation and bonus. Medical practices use a number of off-the-shelf computer programs to generate standard practice management system reports. Some systems are purchased from national vendors, and some systems are purchased from regional or local vendors. Common private practice systems include Medic, Medical Manager WebMD, IDX, and Millbrook. Generally speaking, transactions are posted in individual patient accounts. The reports are simply a summary of transactions from across patient accounts for a given set of parameters. For example, by a certain time period, by physician, by office location, by health plan, or by type of service, just to name a few. While the exact names of the reports generated by these computer programs may vary, the type of information they provide is fairly similar. In this course, we'll examine the following types of system reports: the Fee Schedule Report, the Procedure Summary Analysis or CPT Code Report, the Aging of Accounts Receivable Report, the Practice Service Analysis or Production Report, and the Insurance Plan Analysis or Payer Mix Report. We'll start with the Fee Schedule Report because it's created differently in that it's not a summary of patient transactions. Rather, this report is a set list of the fees that the practice has decided to charge for each service provided by its members. A practice's fee schedule only changes when the practice decides to change what it charges for a particular service. The fee schedule indicates the gross charge billed for a particular service provided in a medical practice. You'll also want to see an overview of the types of services that have been provided by the group or by an individual physician over a specific time period. This report is called a Procedure Summary Analysis, or more commonly, a CPT Code Report. The CPT Code Report provides both a detail and summary for volumes, charges, and payments by CPT code or service. It's important to remember, however, that the charges reported in a CPT code report are not usually what the practice will actually receive in payment for the service, because the charges do not reflect contractual adjustments that will be accounted for later in the process. In most cases, there will be a contractual adjustment taken on the fee to reflect a price agreed upon, or often simply accepted by a physician, with a particular health plan or other payer. A summary of all this activity, across all patients or some other cross-section, can be generated in a production report, or as it is sometimes called, a practice service analysis report. The production report provides you with a summary of gross charges, contractual adjustments and payments for the group, and for each individual physician. One of the major complications of medical practice finances is that different payers pay different amounts for exactly the same service. So it's important to take a look at the big picture of all payers. This is what we call an insurance plan analysis, or more commonly, a payer mix report. This report will summarize gross charges, payments, and contractual adjustments for each health plan or payer for the practice. The payer mix report will be valuable to you because it reveals the impact each particular health plan has on the finances of a medical group as a whole. The number and variety of management reports that can be generated by most practice management systems today is limited only by the imagination of the person developing the parameters or by potential limitations in the application's database or reporting features. In this course, we'll examine in detail some of the core reports that will be most valuable to you in guiding your business decisions related to assessing a medical practice. First, we'll look at the fee schedule report. Here's an illustration of a fee schedule report for a hypothetical practice. As you can see, it lists all the CPT codes along with the description and fee for each. You can see that the set fee for a level 4 office visit with an established patient is $150 and a level 5 visit is $185. The numbers 99214 and 99215 indicate the current procedure terminology or CPT code for that service. The fee schedule also includes a description and the dollar amount charged by the practice for that particular service. Every practice should reevaluate its fee schedule on a periodic basis. There are a number of sources for developing and evaluating fee schedules. Simply increasing fees, however, may not increase what the practice is actually paid for the services it provides. This is because many of these services are provided under the terms of a managed care contract with an associated approved fee schedule or by government mandate, for example, as with Medicare and Medicaid rates. When payment rates are set by a managed care contract or government entity and a group increases its fees, there's an associated increase in the amount of contractual adjustments recorded by the practice. In other words, the group is not collecting the increase, but rather adjusting it accordingly. Understanding a practice's contractual adjustments provides you with very useful insight into the practice's mix of payers. In other words, large variances in total contractual adjustments between physicians in a group indicate that different physicians are providing services to patients with significantly different levels of payment sources. Contractual adjustments can be examined in detail in the practice analysis or production report that we'll look at next. Here's an illustration of a hypothetical practice analysis or production report. The production report is usually generated on a monthly basis. It provides a summary of charges, adjustments, and payments posted to patient accounts. The report provides detail and summary information by physician, by location, and for the total group. This report also provides data, for example, gross charges and payments by physician, that can be used in productivity-based compensation plans and in the allocation of practice expenses among the physicians. The production report is very useful for evaluating trends in a practice. Since gross charges and contractual adjustments are directly impacted by the practice fee schedule, it's important to know what changes have occurred in the fee schedule during each time period considered in a trend analysis. A production report is really a summary of service-level data from patient accounts. A detailed understanding can be gained by drilling down into the practice data by generating and evaluating a procedure summary analysis or a CPT code report, which we'll look at next. Here's an illustration of a hypothetical procedure summary analysis or CPT code report, as it's more commonly known. A CPT code report is a system-generated report that can be created using a variety of report parameters. Generally, a monthly report is produced that provides a summary of the type and volume of services performed by the total practice and by each individual physician. Information typically includes CPT code, volume by code, and gross charges by code. The CPT code report will show you the service codes billed by the group as a whole and also provide information regarding volumes per individual physician. This report is a valuable source of data for tracking physician productivity. Physician productivity may appear comparable based on volumes provided by the CPT code report, but may not result in the same level of revenues for the group. This revenue generation anomaly is caused by the differing amounts of contractual adjustments taken on the insurance plans or payers of a particular physician. The CPT code report will provide you with information about contractual adjustments for each physician, as well as a summary for the group. For instance, the practice may have a contract with an HMO to provide a 99214 established patient level 4 for $50. In this case, the gross charge would still be $150, and that charge would be posted to the patient's account and reflected in an aging of accounts receivable, or AR, report. When a payment of $50 is actually received from the HMO, a contractual adjustment would be recorded for $100, and a payment of $50 would be posted to the patient's account. Now, we'll take a look at the Aging of Accounts Receivable, AR, report. Here's an illustration of that report for a hypothetical practice. The Aging of AR report is actually a very simple but potentially revealing and informative report. It categorizes by age the outstanding receivables due to a practice but not yet collected by that practice. The different columns represent the dollar amounts still outstanding for the current period. 0 to 30 days, 31 to 60 days, 61 to 90 days, 91 to 120 days, and more than 120 days. It's common for a practice to take up to 90 days to collect on payments owed it, but if you see an inordinate percentage of total AR in the 91 to 120 day or plus 120 days columns, it could be an indication that the practice is not doing well in its ongoing efforts to collect revenue. Remember, too, that the total AR balance of a practice indicates the total gross charges outstanding and due to the practice before any adjustments, contractual and bad debt, have been recorded. This means that the actual amount the practice will collect is typically much less than shown on the Aging of AR report. For example, if a practice has an historical contractual adjustment of 50%, then an estimate of collections would be equal to about 50% of the total AR less than 90 days old. If the practice has a diligent write-off policy, then 50% could be applied to the entire balance. Another useful rule of thumb is that you should expect to see about 2 months of payments or collections as outstanding in AR. For example, if total payments or collections for Dr. Jones was $124,000 for a particular month, then an estimate of net collectible AR for Dr. Jones would be about $248,000 or $124,000 times 2. The last report we'll examine is the insurance plan analysis, or as it's more commonly known, the payer mix report. Here's an illustration of a payer mix report for a hypothetical medical practice. The payer mix report lists the gross charges, adjustments, and payments made to the practice by individual payer and often summarizes the data by payer type or payer category. One of the most valuable uses of this report is to allow you to rank the top payers by each physician and for the practice as a whole and then do some comparisons. Be sure to pay particular attention to these three rankings: each payer's ranking as a percentage of total gross charges, each payer's ranking as percentage of total payments, and each payer's ranking as a percentage of contractual adjustments. Payer mix is critical to successful practice. If one physician devotes more service time to patients from a particular payer that pays significantly lower than other payers, meaning there is a higher contractual adjustment rate, then that physician may not perform as well financially as other physicians in the group with the same volume of productivity but with lower contractual adjustments. These core practice management reports can provide you with valuable information about a medical practice, its charging methods, and its individual physician members' productivity. They provide insight into the underlying drivers of financial performance and physician income within the practice. Knowing what reports to look for and how to interpret these reports can greatly enhance your understanding of the health of a medical practice from a business perspective. It can help you understand what type and volume of services are provided, how and when a practice is paid for those services, and how and why physicians of comparable volume productivity can produce different financial results. A thorough understanding of the data you glean from these reports will give you the confidence you need to make sound business decisions, whether you're managing a practice, developing or evaluating a compensation formula, joining a practice, or buying and selling a practice.